c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café sur KVPI, vendredi matin, le 10 de mai. Et bonjour, mes amis, ça c'est Marc Martel-Ardouin. Et si tu peux prendre la place à Anona à ce matin. Monsieur Charlie Manuel va être ici au microphone pour commencer à prendre vos téléphone calls. Et le programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par nos bons sponsors, Bonne Nouvelle, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Doug Ashy Building Materials, B&S Grocery, Eunice Manor, Ardouin Funeral Home, Blake's Pharmacy, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, Family Hair and Gifts, Cafe Evangeline, Sooner Auto Salvage, Chapman's Dirt, Sand and Gravel Service, Ardouin Salvage Store et le Jerry's Furniture. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les vendredis, rain or shine. On est sur la radio et sur l'Internet pour présenter à vous notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM et KVPI FM Classic Hits 92.5. Et n'oubliez pas les lignes de téléphone ouvertes à cette heure pour le restant de notre heure, 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124. To chat with Charlie and I, wherever you might be listening in, we invite you and we encourage you to give us a call and tell us that you're listening in and whatever else is on your mind and how much water have you gotten in your neck of the woods. That's one question we'd like to ask you this morning sur la tasse de café pour un vendredi matin. Et garde donc l'homme et là, Monsieur Charlie Manuel. Boy, Charlie, you had some news this morning.
Whoopie way. Mais tu connais ces temps de pile, ça donne le temps pour des nouvelles.
Exactly.
On ne peut pas faire rien d'autre chose, ça fait. Il faut rapporter des nouvelles.
Oui.
Eh, Massimo, discasseur, les affaires n'est pas trop sérieux, Marc. Pas de j'ai connu pour les places, peut-être dans les places plus basses, mais l'eau haute n'a pas remonté trop, enfin.
Not yet. So far, so good.
Cheryl m'a appelé plus de bonheur, elle voulait connaître si c'était sobre pour elle venir dans l'ouvrage, je l'ai dit ça. Et je l'ai directé, et je sais, moi j'avais passé, elle est venue à la terre sec.
There you go, good.
Ça, on dit la terre sec, ça c'est, elle n'avait pas passé au travers de l'eau pour arriver ici.
Because I know there's some low areas on LaSalle Street, Charlie, and on the Chatania too, that are, every time it rains hard, the water is over the road. So
Lincoln Road usually is a...
It's a pretty good area.
It's one of the higher streets.
Yes, it is.
It does get water, but not as much and not as quick as La Salle.
Exactly.
La Salle seems to be the drain of the town.
Yep. So we want to find...
Not in front of our office here, though, our station.
So far, so good.
Et Marc, toi, t'as eu pour nager pour venir à l'ouvrage?
Almost, Charlie. It was rough this morning, and I left extra early, and I still got hit hard. But, hey, we made it.
Et by the way, je veux dire bonjour, Marc. Je suis content de toi être avec moi ce matin. Et, on voulait pas Anona mis son suit à bain pour elle venir.
Exactly. I told Anona, stay home. The weather's too bad. So I'm here. You have to put up with me for the next hour, Charlie.
So Anona didn't have to put a bathing suit on.
She did not have to put
Et Anona.
She can relax and stay at home and let us fight it out.
Eh bien, écoute, moi, j'avais pas envie de m'élever ce matin, non.
And me, you think I wanted to get up at 3 this morning, Charlie?
At 3 o'clock, I was just shifting it in second gear.
I know, rub it in. rub it in, your chien.
Quand mon alarm clock là a buzzé, tac à pour l'heure. Qu'au faire, c'est pour m'élever. J'attendais le tonnerre à peu rouler.
Mm-hmm.
Et tu connais, c'est juste, ça invite quelqu'un de aller la couverte et se couvrir ce qu'on a.
On est,
ou les oreilles. là. Mais dans tous les cas, il n'y a pas de raison, on ne devrait pas avoir de phone call ce matin.
No, a lot of people should be at home, Charlie.
Il n'y a pas rien à faire d'ailleurs, ça fait, vous autres pouvez prendre le temps de les appeler parce qu'on va s'ennuyer. Mais je vais te dire qu'en meantime, jusqu'à vous autres se décident de les appeler, qui m'ont charré pour le Chapman's Dirt Service, Marc.
OK.
Le Chapman's Dirt Service est tout le temps paré pour être à votre service. Le mot service est une partie de leur nom. Ça veut dire que Sandra Chapman et tout le crew est beaucoup, beaucoup anxieux d'être capable de vous servir dessus ça. Que ce serait un lot de terre pour faire la fondation ou pour un topsoil. Ça veut dire des gravois, des limestones, du sable et tout ça. C'est tout avalable. Là, je vais vous dire une chose. Si vous êtes de faire délivrer ça, vous n'avez pas le moyen de payer tout ça. On veut vous autres quitte à connaître à Miss Sandra. Elle va envoyer les hommes et les machineries et tout ça. Ils vont faire le job expert, comme vous avez expecté dessus ça. Là. Mais dépendez pas juste dessus chat et chien pour faire ça pour vous autres. Vous dépendez dessus des experts. Vous autres, ils sont capables de épailler votre gravois ou votre terre, ça vous en veut. Ils ont l'ouvrage d'un backhoe, c'est valable, ou un bulldozer. C'est tout valable. Allez ouvrir l'aide, on vendredi, 8h à 4h, et je vais vous dire une chose. Si vous n'êtes pas trop sûr comment gros votre poche peut faire dessus ça, juste donnez un call à mes sœurs. Elle va vous donner une estimation, sans obligation. Ça, c'est... Il n'y a pas de moyen pour le dire plus que c'est une personne qui est beaucoup, beaucoup sincère et elle veut votre business. Ça fait, fiez pas vous autres à ma parole à moi, prenez pas la parole à personne d'autre, allez puis faire pour vous-même. Qu'on fasse six temps du monde, après deal avec Sandra Chapman en Chapman's Dirt Service. Son numéro de phone est 363-7861.
And before we take some phone calls, Charlie, qui c'est notre mot du jour?
Oh, oui, on a... On a le mot du jour. Float.
Is that what it is?
No.
That's a good one for today.
That would be a good one, though, Mark. Let's see. Tongue. T-O-N-G-U-E.
La langue?
La langue, yeah. Okay, how about the wagon tongue?
Oh, you got me.
La flèche.
La flèche?
La flèche.
Now, isn't flesh an arrow? I think it in a bow and arrow, isn't that... How do you say la flèche when you...
Ça peut être, Mark. Ça peut être, mais ça, c'est la flèche. Okay. C'est, that's the tongue of the
wagon?
The wagon, yeah. Let's see, c'est clair. Let's see, how about a sharp tongue? Let's see. And long enfilé.
I've heard that before.
Okay, how about a false wagon tongue?
A false wagon tongue?
Yeah. Flesh.
False flesh?
Yeah, false flesh.
Okay.
I don't want to start là. Let's just say shit là. Si je peux me retrouver encore là. How about the tongue of fire? Les flammes.
Les flammes?
Oui. Les lames du feu? Okay. How about a tongue twister?
Tongue twister.
We have that on our commercials a lot of times, a tongue twister. La parole difficile pour prononcer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. How about to have a long tongue? Il y a du monde qui sauve de ça le plus souvent.
A long tongue.
Oui.
In other words, they can't quit talking? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And parle de trop.
Hey, what's a bajoleur, Charlie? Is that the same
that's
thing?
Same thing? Falls in the same category. A lot of people claim that's what I do all the time, bajoleur. That's okay. They can say it if they want to.
As long as they're talking, Charlie. That's
as long as they don't forget to talk about me. As long as they don't let me hear what they're saying about me on this. They can say it, they can have what they want.
Good.
I guess we're going to just adjourn this meeting and say that, okay, how about on the tip of one's tongue? Now, I suffer that all day, every day.
The tip of the tongue?
You know, I come to think about, I want to tell you something about it, then all of a sudden, said the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it.
Right. Don't know.
Ça veut dire, sur le... Sur le bout de ma langue.
Oh, that makes sense. La bout de ma langue.
Ça, je veux dire, Mark, c'est... I don't know why, Mark. C'est sur le bout de ma langue.
Yep, it won't come out.
OK, ça, c'est tout ça, moi, je veux dire pour ça. Là. Je veux pas être accusé d'être un bajoleur.
Something good that I understand that I've never tasted it, Charlie, you might have, is calf tongue. They tell me that's really good to eat.
Oh, good? Very good. But you got to cook it right. But I'll guarantee you one thing. You eat it once and you're going to want some more.
You're hooked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I want to ask you something on this. Something that I cooked last night. It's Cajun swamp chicken.
Now, what is that? I've never heard of that.
I guarantee you if you'd eat it, it would be good.
Well, tell me, what is it? What is it comprised of?
The Cajun swamp chicken?
Yeah.
It's a little alligator leg.
An alligator leg?
Oh. C'est bien, bien délicieux, dit ça.
How'd you cook it?
In a sauce.
Ah.
Ah, yes, I tell bien magnifique. Enfin, an assiette doit être sur pas méchant, Mark.
So, Charlie, we want to ask our listeners to consider calling us up and sharing us maybe a memory of your mom, especially if your moms have gone on. Mother's Day, Charlie, is Sunday, so we want to remember our mothers on this final edition of La Tosta Cafe before Mother's Day. So let's honor our moms, especially those who have gone on. And we got some phone calls. You ready?
Let's talk.
Okay.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Ouais, c'est à peu près temps. Vous avez bavardé là-bas.
Mais...
Moi, j'avais espéré pour parler avec vous autres.
Mais c'est correct. T'as eu ton tour, hein?
Ouais, mon tour est là.
Well, prends avantage.
Ouais, je vais prendre avantage, exactement. Un de mes grands voeux m'a demandé comment dire score au français.
Uh-huh.
Ouais.
Uh-huh. You know how to say it?
Yeah, I know how to say it.
I do too. Do you want the people
to... Maybe that would be a good word for you one of these days, the French word, and cicatrice, tu connais?
Right.
Cicatrice.
La tête du monde... c'est des cajins, mais c'est des cajins à gros grains, ça connaît un petit brin. Mais à lui, ça connaît un petit brin.
C'est quelque chose, t'as juste dit quelque chose, il y a longtemps, j'ai pas entendu. Un cajun à gros grains.
Ouais. Maman, veux-tu dire, quand on a envoyé un monde à la messe, a dit ça, c'est un catholique à gros grains. Et il vient, la personne, il a tapé par l'épaule. Il vient pas à la messe trop souvent.
Ah, ça, c'est un agro-grain.
Oui, ça fait ça, un catholique agro-grain.
Il venait quand il voulait.
Non, je voulais dire à tous les moments, même, Mort m'a gagné pour dire ça. Pour les moments. Alors, que sont des femmes, tu vois, ta femme ou ta prétendue, ou n'a pas un pareil comme ta maman.
Exactly. Amen.
Je veux dire une chose. Moi, je manque ma maman, moi, et je veux souhaiter de ce matin un moment de envie. Vous ferez être sûr de porter attention et...
Oh, Lord, oui, parce que Jack... Non, un beau bout de temps, maman est gone. Et pop, man, good. C'est un autre, enfin, pour le poupa.
Yeah.
Les poupas, les moments, sont durs à prendre, à manquer, je connais.
Mais dans tous les cas, Happy Mother's Day à tous les moments.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
That's
OK,
right.
Ça fait... Quand le monde, les cajacs, une cicatrice, ça connaît qui c'est. OK.
All right.
Adieu. Soit le soleil sort pour la grosse fête dimanche.
Mais le soleil, dimanche, on est supposé avoir un peu du soleil. Dimanche après-midi.
On va avoir le soleil dimanche. Ça peut se voir aujourd'hui et demain.
Ah ouais.
4 pouces, t'as dit?
Oui, 4 pouces. 4 pouces.
Oh, ça c'est de l'eau.
Merci.
All right, soyez vous autres.
Merci beaucoup pour le call.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, Charlie, ça c'est Henry Manuel à Eunice.
Oui, Henry, vous êtes en bas d'eau ou tu es en top de l'eau?
Well, plus d'hier à midi, on a eu 6 pouces d'eau ici.
Wow.
Mais Eunice, je ne connais pas qui y a, mais Eunice a de l'aimant. La Eunice attire tout l'appui, tout le temps.
On attrape pas rien que la tue, on attrape tout l'affaire ici.
Mais tu connais qui les vieux mondes ont l'habitude de dire, hein, dessus ça, là, en concernant ça. Ça dit, ça lave les plus sales premiers.
All right.
Ça, c'est les... Je savais dire, c'est ça les vieux habitude de dire.
Et toi, tu ne considères pas un vieux.
Mais... Non, non, je ne suis pas vieux, moi.
Je suis venu hier à midi du docteur, j'ai arrangé mon gage, les dents.
Uh-huh.
À l'après-midi à 6 heures, les dents, puis il y avait 3 pouces dedans.
Wow, ça a été...
À ce matin, quelques minutes passées, là, j'ai dit que les dents pour encore un autre 3 pouces.
Wow.
Mais c'est 3 pouces et 3 pouces et 3 pouces.
Ouais, ça fait
6
pouces.
Yeah.
J'avais une cousine qui était sur la chale, là-bas, les autres, ils ont eu 6 pouces hier soir.
Oh non.
6 o'clock yesterday evening till.
Uh-huh.
6 heures ce matin.
Wow.
Il a encore eu du verglas là-bas.
Wow. Va dire qui? Tu parlais pour venir vieux. Moi, je ne suis pas vieux. Je peux pratiquer comment venir vieux.
Oh, tu viens plus vieux. Mais si j'arrive à ta terre, je t'arrête.
Non, non, je peux pratiquer comment venir vieux.
Oh, all right. Well. Je vous souhaite une bonne affaire et une bonne journée. Tous les membres, une bonne journée aussi.
Merci, Henry. On apprécie le call.
OK, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Another call, Charlie. You got your coffee?
Et bonjour.
Go ahead.
Bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, Monsieur Charlie and Mark. C'est Charlene O'Connor.
Eh, mais comment ça va, Charlene? Happy Mother's Day.
Merci beaucoup. Je voulais vous remercier pour avoir un special étudiant pour les membres. Et je voulais parler pour ma maman. And I'll say it in English in case some people don't understand French.
Well, yeah, we do that in English as well.
Yes, we can. Or for English, as Mr. Jim used to like to say.
Uh-huh.
You know, every year I try to do something special for my mom. Cook for her, give her a gift. And she was such a kind, hearted lady, soft-spoken. She sits in her chair. She had her special chair here. And she says, Shirley, she says, then I'll tell you in French, she says to me, she says, you don't have to do all of this. She says, I want to tell you. She says, every day, she says, I thank God for my 4 kids. I have nothing to complain about. She says, the greatest gift I can have is my kids and know that they love me and they're all doing well. And I've never forgotten those words. And today I feel like her. I don't need anything. We have everything we need. We were blessed with children. Whether they were born to you or you adopted those children, it's a blessing from God.
Well, definitely. I'm a rich person with all of my family.
That's how I feel too. And you know, she'd always say, "Je prie au bon Dieu pour 11 ans pour avoir un petit." Le docteur m'avait dit, "Je pouvais pas avoir des petits." Et a dit, "C'est Yucat." A dit, "C'est lui qui connaît."
Ça c'est vrai.
Ça c'est la vérité. But thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to all of the listeners, and to your wives, of course. Like I said, there's no greater gift than to be a mother.
Right.
And I want to thank you all so much for this special edition.
Well, you can testify to that. You are a mother.
Oh, yes. And I am so happy to be a mother. And there's nothing you won't do for your children, whether they're small or they're grown. They'll always be your kids. I always tell mine, listen, if I live to be 90, you're always going to be my little boy. I know you're grown up, but you're my little boy. And he laughs.
Well, that's your kid. That's just it. My baby is about 40 years old now, and she's still a baby.
That's right. She's always going to be your baby, no matter. And she's going to always call on Dad. And I'll tell you, once Mom and Dad's gone, everything changes. Nothing's the same.
But believe me, that young one, she keeps an evil eye on her mama.
She does, huh? That's wonderful. I took care of my mama for many years after Daddy died. She'd come and she'd spend the night here. Every night, we did not leave her alone. And then my brothers took their turns coming to help and take her to spend, you know, like a Friday or Saturday night. And then my sister take her one weekend, too. So she was much loved.
Oh, be well.
And y'all have a good day. And thank y'all so much. Be safe now when y'all go home.
And try to stay dry if you can.
I have to try to get to the store later on. I forgot one item. And it's an item I have to have for the house. So, of course, it would be pouring down rain.
But it wouldn't be a bad weather to make a gumbo.
You're so right. I thought about yesterday about that yesterday. I didn't even brought anything for that. But I said, I need some paddles on my car just in case.
Uh-huh.
Okay, y'all take care. Thank you.
Take care, Charlene.
All right, thank you, Miss Charlene. Allons écouter un message, Charlie, for the good folks over at Brown's Furniture Showplace. That big tent sale is going on.
Brown's Furniture has called out the big guns. It's the sale that made Brown's Furniture famous. Our once-a-year tent sale in clearance, where we're clearing it out, closing it out, and selling it out. And it's going on right now. But at the close of business Saturday night, May 11th, we're pulling the plug. That's right. All those big 40, 50, and up to 75% savings will be gone. So if you need furniture and you want to save the big bucks, you need to get to Brown's Furniture before this coming Saturday night. Kick that beat. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, closeouts, floor samples, and overstocks up to 75% off. With odds and ends, one-of-a-kinds, and some scratch and dents where the markdowns are truly astonishing. Brown's is selling them cheap. But the clock is ticking and the alarm will ring at close of business this Saturday night. Just look for the big tent and go find the bargains of a lifetime at the tent sale and clearance at all locations of Brown's Furniture Showplace. Saturday night, May 11th, we're pulling the plug.
All right, it's ending this weekend. So if you want to save some money on your furniture, go by and visit with the folks at Brown's Furniture, Villeplatte, Eunice, Opelousas, and Alexandria. We'll pick up another phone call. Après ce message avec Monsieur Charlie.
I bet you Jasper's listening.
I know he's listening.
And the thing is, if he's going to Eric this morning, he better be careful. He might run into some water.
Oh, I know that.
Okay,
that's for sure.
Talking about something else now. The Sooner Auto Salvage, located at 2102 West Main, Villeplatte, offers you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model automobile. They also have parts for motorcycles, imports, trucks, classics, and vans. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, they're going to do their darndest to find it for you. Now, I'll tell you one thing for sure, that they offer you service and they offer you work on your automobile. If you need a checkup, bring it in. As expert mechanics, the certified mechanics are going to take a look at it. They'll diagnose it for you, and they want to remind you that parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, you can choose new parts or you can use used parts. Either one, they have your choice. And they're open Monday through Friday at 7:30 to 5. And here's another point that may come in handy here. If you find yourself that you're in need of a wrecker service or a towing service, especially with this kind of weather we have nowadays, call Sooner Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. They're experts. They'll handle your problem for you with confidence. They're going to do the work. Come and visit with the owners, with Donnie and Amanda. Tell them hello for us. And they're at 2102 West Main in Villeplatte. Sooner Auto Salvage.
All right, Charlie, you ready for another phone call?
Oh, yeah. Bonjour. Que tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, Stephen. Comment ça va?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell y'all thank you for doing this Mother's Day special. My mama passed away. It'll be 5 years in July.
Uh-huh.
July 14th. Her name was Hazel Dupre. My mama did a whole lot for me. You know, I was disabled. I was born with a hydrocephalus. That's just a waterhead. And she did everything. She did everything that she could do for me.
Uh-huh.
I was an outpatient from New Orleans, and then, you know, she did everything that was possible for me.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Marco, you got my matches about Ronnie Millsap's concert?
Yes. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. And I just want to thank you for, and I just want to say, I want to give y'all a big salute for the radio station because, I think you're just the greatest radio station with everybody that works there.
Oh, my head is swelling. Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, thank you for the nice words.
I want to say, Mr. Mark, you have some great people there.
Well, thank you very much for calling and sharing that information with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And stay dry. All right, thank you. Allons écouter notre message à Stur pour le bonne nouvelle right now. Right now, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors on the La Tosta Cafe radio show. And that's the Bonne Nouvelle. And we invite you and we encourage you to contact Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle and sign up for a year's subscription to one of the best publications in our area. For just $20 a year, Bobby's going to send you 12 issues of the Bonne Nouvelle plus four Buggy Tracks issues. So you're getting 16 issues of good news coming to your mailbox. Phone 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby about signing up for the Bonne Nouvelle, ask him about his photo restoration service. Every week, more and more people from all over our South Louisiana listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages right here on La Tosta Cafe. If you've got some old cherished photographs that are faded or scratched or cracked, Bobby's specialty work is taking those old treasures and totally restoring them to look like brand new. Give him a call today. He's right now at this shop waiting to hear from you. 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bonne Nouvelle. Contact him today and tell him you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe.
All right. Mark, I tell you what. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about another place of business, and that is Family Hair and Gifts. Family Hair and Gifts wants to remind you, as we're talking about it, Mother's Day is here. We have communion and we have confirmations. We have different occasions that calls for a gift giving. Now, they're coming up soon, and Family Hair and Gifts said you will find a gift for all of these occasions, plus any other occasion that you may have in mind. They have prayer books, crosses, rosaries, and more. Still not sure what you want to get. A gift certificate might be the Family Hair and Gifts suggestion to you. The perfect gift. You can give the gift certificate. They choose the item that they want. Now, they can also fix a basket filled with coffee, beauty items, jewelry, and more. And, of course, they want to remind you they're still your official Merle Norman headquarters. So if you're looking for Merle Norman products, head towards Family Hair and Gifts. The phone number to call if you want more information, 363-3381. 363-3381. They're at 611 East Lincoln Road here in Ville Platte. And again, from the staff and management of Family Hair and Gifts, happy Mother's Day.
All right. Bien merci, Charlie. 363-2124 is the phone number. And we invite you to give us a call, especially since this is the last La Tosta Cafe before Mother's Day. We'd like to dedicate it to all the moms listening in and to all of you who have memories of your mom, especially those who have gone on, maybe share a memory or two of growing up in your home and what your mom means to you. So give us a call sur La Tosta Cafe pour un vendredi matin. And while we wait, Charlie, well, I forgot to ask you, how was the coffee this morning? You got your coffee, huh?
Oh, boy, I've been sipping on that, baby. I tell you what, it tastes just as good as ever on this, especially during this rainy weather like this over here. So,
the coffee tastes even better, Charlie.
Massey Becky. Becky was able to make it to work this morning because she didn't have to float. She drove. So anyway, non, le café était beaucoup bon. Yeah, let me go. I'll go. One more sip.
All right.
Oh, je te dis. Je connais pas qui je vais faire avec là. C'est assez bon de... C'est plus doux qu'un bonbon.
How do you like your coffee, Charlie? Is it just black with nothing in it, or do you want a little bit of extras on there?
Black with a little bit of sugar.
No cream?
No cream.
No cream, just a little bit of sugar.
That's right. Just to kill the bitterness of it on this.
Gotcha. Let's take another call. See the program on ce matin, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Monsieur Charlie. Et Monsieur Mark.
Oui, comment ça va ce matin?
Comment la vie ce matin?
Écoute, ça va tant que tu veux.
C'est bon.
Oh, Monsieur Mark, vous êtes là aujourd'hui?
Oh, ouais, I'm taking an owner's place.
Oh, OK. Comment la tasse de café, Monsieur Charlie?
Oh, écoute, elle a fait bouillir, Retester.
Alors, ça l'est naturel.
Exactement.
On va quitter ça doit être là,
mais. On n'a pas rien d'autre chose à boire, ça fait avoir boire du café.
J'ai dit qu'on avait besoin d'un bateau pour sortir ce matin.
Oh, non, non, moi, j'ai venu à Tassec.
Oh, OK. Et Mr. Mark, what, you a bit trop pour sortir?
Yes, sir. It was pretty rough for me this morning.
Oh.
Mais il est là, donc.
I'm here.
C'est ça qui compte.
Exactly.
Et vous êtes à la flotte là-bas?
Mais il y a que ça, là. I don't see it no other way.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's very good.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make it.
Dans la maison tranquille, là, avec un bon tasse café.
Écoutez le programme de la tasse.
Écoutez le programme.
All right, mais...
Vous avez fait un bon job.
On n'a pas rien de wrong avec ça.
Oui.
Merci beaucoup.
All right, soyez-vous.
Et t'es pas un moment, mais on va souhaiter un Happy Mother's Day quand même.
Mais non. Non.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I think that's Mr. Gallo. I forgot to ask him his name,
yeah.
But I think ça c'est Monsieur Gallo.
Ouais, mais il est rendu, il est proche à un movie star.
That's it.
Le monde comprend sa voix.
We know his voice by now. He's one of our regulars, Charlie.
C'est moi comme toi l'autre jour, tu t'appelles quand tu étais dans un hôpital ou un docteur, et il y a du monde qui a connu ta voix.
Yeah.
Ça arrive tous les jours avec moi ici, ça. J'étais assis l'autre jour à Eunice et dans l'office d'un docteur et j'ai commencé à charrer avec un jeune homme à peu près de mon âge, on va dire. Ça a été un charré. Il se tourne le bon et me regarde et il dit, vous parlez pas de ce radio? Ouais, je dis, je parle de ce... Je croyais ça, il dit, je croyais que j'avais compris la voix. Il dit, c'est le programme. Je dis, ouais, la tasse de café, ça c'est le programme que j'écoute tous les jours.
Wow.
Il dit, lui, il venait de Hesmer.
Hesmer?
Oui, il dit, j'écoute le programme tout le temps. Et il dit, j'enjoye tout ça. Ça fait, tu ne peux jamais être un étranger. Tu rejoins du monde tout le temps. Tu es beaucoup vaillant, ça apprécie ça que tu fais pour nous autres. Ça fait, c'est pour ça qu'on est si tant content d'être avec vous autres. Toutes les chances on a dessus la tasse de café.
That's right, Charlie. And on a à peu près une demi-heure qui reste. We have about a half hour left on this Mother's Day special edition of La Tasse with Charlie Manuel and Mark sitting in for Nona. Share us your memories of mom on her day and what your mom meant to you. Maybe a little story of you growing up many, many years ago. While we wait for your phone call, allons parler à Stur pour Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Hey, listen, the next time that your doctor orders a CPAP device for you to use, consider this. You have the right to choose which medical equipment you want to deal with, medical equipment company you want to deal with. Will the medical equipment company take the time to give you that personal service, like taking time to make sure that the mask fits right? If the answer is, I don't know, or if the answer is no, tell your doctor that you want to start doing business with Gary Brignac and the friendly Cajuns right there at Assured Home Medical. Gary can do business with you in French or in English, and you're dealing with local hometown people right there on 6th Street in Mamou. They're one of the oldest medical equipment companies in our area, home-owned and operated. You're not dealing with an out-of-parish or out-of-state multi-corporation. And don't forget, Gary and his staff can give you that personal one-on-one service you want. And they offer you a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines, oxygen and scooters and wheelchairs. If your equipment is not working properly, you be sure to contact Gary to come check it out and have it repaired. And he's still offering you two very popular over-the-counter products to relieve pain caused by arthritis and fibromyalgia. And that's the Two Old Goats Lotion and the BioFreeze Gel. At Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales on 6th Street in Mamou, give Gary a call today, 468-3722. He's in the same building with Insurance Center of Mamou, offering you car and homeowners insurance. Call Marilyn Brignac, 468-3636. And we got another call, Charlie.
All right. Et bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Charlie.
Good morning.
C'est Charlene. Hey, ça peut venir en offense. J'ai oublié de vous dire quelque chose.
Mais allons attendre, bon.
Her famous words were, ça se lamente avec un vent plein. Lamente pas toi, chat.
Oh. Mais ça, c'est la vérité.
I've heard that term before.
Is that the truth?
Yes, it is.
Charlene,
Yes, Charlie.
Charlene, I'll tell you one thing. At my age, I do not remember of one night that I went to bed hungry.
Oh, amen to that.
Me too.
Or thirsty.
That's right. We may not.
Or knowing that we're not being looked after from the one above, because he sees it all. You can't hide from him.
We may not have had any riches of any sort, the monetary riches and all of that,
right.
But we were rich otherwise.
Oh, yeah, we're rich in so many ways. You know, just to be here on earth, to wake up every day and to see the sky, or just to be able to smell the flowers. I mean, we're rich having family.
One thing I wanted to say, and I think you'll agree with me, that in the family, Mama is the thread that holds the bunch together.
You said that. She is the fabric. She's the fabric.
Once Mama is gone, it seems like something's missing.
There's always something missing because, like you said, she's the thread. She's the fabric. She holds everything together. She keeps that family together, good and bad. You know, I mean, there's no substitute for your mother. None.
That's not just me thinking that, huh?
No, it's not just you. I think we all feel, and then our dad, he's the strong one. She can't handle it too much. She hollers, she say, John, we ain't see what I said, Stila. Let me tell you, when he came and he took that belt off, and he was a big man. You probably remembered my daddy, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, when he took that, like, started to take that black leather belt off, who are you talking? We start screaming before we got the belt.
You know, I often laugh and say, we were three boys in the family on this, and, you know, we never cut up much.
Not much.
But Daddy would grab me his razor strap.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And it was a double one, and believe me, it was flexible.
Ay, ay, ay.
And he'd go stand in the middle of the barnyard.
Oh, my goodness.
If it's a vieni wapsi.
And so you could try to run because he was going to catch you.
No, but here's the case. We'd run around, all the way around the fence. Et dit, vous pouvez courir tant que vous voulez, mais dit, plus longtemps vous êtes espère, plus mauvais ça va être.
Exactly. And as we keep saying, vous êtes arrête de courir comme ça. Vous êtes attrapés. And then whenever he is whipping too much, Mom would holler, arrête, John, c'est assez, arrête, arrête, she'd say. We're happy to hear those words.
I tell you what. Mais, Daddy, c'est pas mon tas, c'est lui. Écoute, il dit, arrête ton train. Il dit, vous avez attrapé chacun un raclé. Parce qu'il dit, c'est en tout cas, tu t'as fait jongler de le faire.
Ooh.
He was like my grandma. She'd always say, mais Maria, she said, je vais attraper le bon, je vais racler tout la bonne.
Exactement.
All right, thank you so much, y'all. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Some preventive medicine at Charlie, so everybody got it.
Hey, he passed all three. Now, he said, now I know I got the right one. And he said, you other two, he said, in case you were thinking about doing it, he said, this is what you're going to get next time again.
And I bet you didn't forget it either.
And you know what? I've looked at my body, and I don't see any scars.
Nah, of course not.
Mais attraper des raclés comme j'ai le bouc avec le strap. Ooh, coot. Ça faisait du mal, oui.
Yeah, I'd rather get it from the school than facing Mom and Dad. If I did something wrong at school, Charlie, because I'd get a double. The school would give it to me, then I'd get it at home, too.
Oh, Papa always did tell us. Si tu mets un tracas avec la loi, si ça te met en prison, c'est mieux de souhaiter ça te garde en prison. Parce que quand tu vas venir à la maison, sera mon tour à moi. Mama was right there with him. But Mama, dear old Mom, we loved her very much. We'd get in trouble. She'd get that fly swatter. And boy, I tell you what, plop, 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 plop. A fly swatter didn't hurt.
Not like that belt.
We had, at one time, though, we had a homemade fly swatter.
A homemade one?
A homemade one. It was made with a piece of leather. And it was cut in the shape of a fly swatter. But c'est pas de attraper des mouches.
Oh.
and
if he ever used it on you, I bet it hurt too.
But Mama, hey, she when it gets serious, she'd get after it. And we knew how to vamoose out of that house.
Vamoose, that's a word I hadn't heard in a while, Charlie. Let's take a break. On va écouter un message pour le Eunice Manor avec Miss Nikki Toops.
Hi, my name is Nikki Toops, administrator of Eunice Manor Nursing Home in Eunice, Louisiana. Eunice Manor Nursing Home is focused on person-centered care, having a home-like environment, and spreading love. where every day is a great day for our house guests. We have restaurant-style dining. We have a rehab to home with 10 private rooms for short stay for our house guests with specialty care needs. If you want to come on in, get good rehab, and go home, we're the place to be. And we take pride in our activity department that keeps our house guests moving. From weekly joyrides to barbecues at the lake, weekly cooking classes with our new chef, Chef Amanda, and our daily weight training, we are enjoying life. Our motto is, got love and building relationship, where every day we are focused on making a difference, one house guest at a time. I am Nikki Toops. I'm the administrator of Eunice Manor, and I invite you to come on down and give us a visit.
Thank you very much, Miss Nikki Toops, and for all the folks over at Eunice Manor. And so keep that in mind. Phone lines are back open. Give us a call and share your thoughts and your memories of your mom, and maybe an interesting story, maybe a little funny story or whatever. We would love to hear about that today on our special Mother's Day edition of La Tasse. Charlie, c'est ton tour.
Et Mark, en parlant de Nikki Toops et le Eunice Manor, tout ça, j'aimerais dire une chose. C'est pas juste pour le Eunice Manor, but, vous pouvez trouver ça à n'importe qui. Nursing home. Il y a un tas de moments dans ce nursing home.
Yes, sir.
Et je vais vous dire une chose. Ça, t'es plus triste de tout. Il y a ces moments où ça s'ennuie. Ils n'ont pas personne pour venir et pichar avec eux autres. Prenez le temps. Quand même, vous connaissez maman, la vieille maman ou qui. Juste prenez le temps. Puis, si c'est y bonjour, soyez-y un happy Mother's Day. Tu vas voir la figure changer. Elle va avoir un plus joli smile que tu n'as jamais expecté de cette jeune dame dessus sa barbe. Ça apprécie. Ça apprécie de vous autres à les apprécier aux autres dessus ça. Là. Que vous êtes un étranger ou pas, aidez. Be sure. And I'll say it in English, Mark.
Okay.
If you're in the nursing home visiting, do not ignore these young ladies that are in there. These ladies have, some of them have no one to see about them. They have no one to visit with them. They get lonely and they're really beside themselves. You take the minute to stop and say, hello, how you do, happy Mother's Day, and you just sit back and you'll see the biggest, grandest smile come on their face. Whether you're a stranger or not, you're going to get your appreciation right away. All these people in the nursing home deserve to be recognized.
Let's take another call, Charlie.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Charlie, Mark, c'est Winky, comment ça va?
Mais Winky, t'as survived le grand hurra?
Oh, we made it. Last night it was like a biblical scene. It was like Moses when he parted the sea. When Steve Riley started playing, the clouds were parted, the rain stopped, and we made it.
Wow, that's great.
Wow.
It was look, the whole thing was good, you know, under the circumstances it was trying, but last night I did speak with many of those people who had come to visit with us from all over, and they were pleased with what they learned. They were pleased with the local people visiting with them, and the food and the music was good, and you know, everybody was dedicated to getting it done and making it work. So it's good, and we're looking forward to next year, and I'll continue to be in touch with y'all as we prepare for it in the future.
And Winky, you guys had people from all over the world at Chico Park, didn't you?
Oh, Mark, you know, it's like, for instance, if you went to, we had a little bar area, if you went to the bar over the weekend, the lady that was in charge of the bar was from the United Kingdom.
Oh.
Last night I went to the bar, and there was a fella there, and I asked him where he was from, and he told me Nigeria.
Wow.
So, you know, we never know exactly what goes on at the hurrah, what are we getting, or where they're coming from, but just an awful lot of people from an awful lot of places, and they all seem to be very happy with what they received, the welcome they received. So it's good. I mean, I think we accomplished what we wanted to do. It looks like we have a plan for the next 3 years, so
Good.
Things look good.
Another thing, too, Winky, when you go to that watering hole, that's where you're going to find everybody. Everybody gets thirsty.
Yeah. Actually, that Nigerian made a pretty good drink. I think I need something to help me make it through the night. So he was very nice. He had a very nice smile, and he fixed me a nice drink. So it was all good.
All right. There you go.
Good place to meet the people.
Winky, did you have a chance to look at this morning's Advocate?
I didn't, Mark, no.
Yeah, check out this morning's Advocate. They have a great picture from Chico State Park.
Well, great. And you know, I might tell y'all that, you know, we had a visit from the lieutenant governor. I'm all mixed up in my days, Mark.
Today's Friday.
I think the lieutenant governor came Thursday, but regardless, he came. He had been hearing about the event.
Uh huh.
This Wednesday, and he had been hearing about the event, so he came, and it was a nice visit because he got to see the thing in action, and we got some nice understanding about what maybe could be done in the future to assist also. So, look, it was all good. I mean, besides, you know, if we can get our people from Baton Rouge to come see what we're doing too, it's all good, you know. But I'm going to take a look at that because, Mark, I'm glad you told me.
Well, appreciate you giving us an update, a wrap-up about the Grand Hurrah and the Dewey Bullfight week and everything else. And we're glad that everything worked out.
Perfect.
The rain was part of the plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is, and we wanted y'all to know, we want to keep KVPR, we want y'all to know, because we know everybody's listening. So thank y'all for everything you do, and Lash Palapatat.
It's our pleasure.
And thank you for what you and your wife and all of your volunteers do every year, Winky. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mark. We're gonna keep it going.
Winky, did you hear what Louis Michaud had to say yesterday morning on the program?
I heard a little bit of it.
He was telling us how he was brought to the Chico to meet this gentleman from around the Opelousas area, 101 years old, playing the fiddle.
Mr. DeRusso.
DeRusso, right.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy. You know, we had Goldman Thibodeau. Actually, Louis Michaud played with Goldman Thibodeau. That was Monday night. And Goldman from the Lautiel area, I don't know exactly what his age is, too, but he's got a good age, too. So I can see Louis Michaud is giving back. He's playing with those guys.
He was all excited about having met Mr. DeRusso. He said he played three or four songs for him, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see all the musicians giving back. You know, Kaz Fontenot was with us last night, and Kaz has some medical issues. But anyway, everybody rallies around, brings them on stage, you know, has them play. It's quite rewarding, and to see the musicians giving back, and to see that we can give to the musicians, we can give them a venue, we can help to help them with what they do and give them employment. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gives you a very warm feeling over there, and people kept telling me that. I feel so warm. I feel so good over here. I'm glad to be here. So it's a warm, fuzzy thing. We need more of that.
Well, Winky, we can live by our theme song. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
C'est ça, and amen, and thank you all.
Thank you for the update.
And there's no better place than have it at Chico State Park, Winky.
Thank you.
It was beautiful, the whole thing. These people are just quite amazed, the quality of the cabins and, you know, just the flow of everything. And the lieutenant governor, we got a chance to tell him that. He got a chance to see it. So
good. They need to see it for themselves.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can't understand it. Well, I don't want to put it that way. You can't really get a good feeling for it until you're there. And then once you see it, you're hooked, you know.
We don't want to go too far with this one over here. We get bogged down in it.
Well, listen, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Winky.
All right. Thank you, Winky.
Right.
And I don't want a tea break, Charlie.
Mark, most of ton shop for the BNS Neighborhood Market.
Okay.
C'est qu'on est tout le monde a été en Chico Park. The people who went to Chico Park, they passed right in front of BNS Neighborhood Market, whether they realize it or not. It is on Chico Park Road. That's the Neighborhood B&S Grocery and Market, the place to where, I believe one thing, it's one of the finest supermarkets that you could find in this area. And it's still a little brother to the B&S Corner Grocery Store on the Opelousas Road. Both of them are owned and operated by Scott and Amy Dupre. You get the friendliest service, the kindest service. All of the top quality grades of meat is available at either one of the locations. What you can get at one, you get at the other. So they want to make sure that you visit one of the two. They offer you custom cut meats and on the beef, pork, or chicken. They have the smoked products like sausage and tasso, smoked paunch, turkey wings, turkey necks. They got all of this. Plus, they serve a daily meal. Every day they have a daily lunch. Plus, they have their famous barbecue plate on Sundays. All of these are all available 7 days a week at B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market or B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market.
Okay, Charlie, we'll pick up another call. I presta message for Ms. Dottie at Ardwan's Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardwan's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
Okay, Charlie, allons prendre un autre call.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, bonjour, ma famille.
Well, we got Montana on the line.
Hi, Miss Penny.
Hello, hello. So it's a beautiful day here at Fort Penelope. I just rolled in this morning about 30 minutes ago. I've been up in Missoula at the doctor's, so it's good to be home. The sun is shining. It's 31 degrees. It's still a little chilly, but we've been warming up during the day to about 50-some-odd degrees, so it's not too bad. But I've enjoyed listening to the show this morning, and I wanted to wish a very special Mother's Day to all the ladies of La Tosse, and especially Miss Evelina and Miss Elena and all of the ladies who call in. So they really make this show, and I love listening to them talk.
How about Miss Penny?
Yes.
You didn't mention Miss Penny?
Oh, Miss Penny, listen to myself? I listen to myself all the time. If I did, I would just hang up on myself. So.
No, we wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day is what I meant.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm having a pretty special treat this morning. Some friends down there, the O'Connors, sent me some special Louisiana coffee.
Oh.
Enjoying sipping on that and thinking about you, Mr. Charlie.
Ah, great. I'm glad someone's thinking about me.
Always thinking about you. How's Miss Loretta?
She's behaving.
She's behaving?
Yeah, because she wants me to buy her a gift for Mother's Day.
Oh, you're late to go shopping?
No, no. She got a pretty big Mother's Day gift this week.
Oh, really? You can't tell us what that is? It's a surprise?
Well, no. She's got it, and it's a new set of wheels, a new vehicle.
Well, all right. That's what I call a present.
Yeah,
now.
That's
well,
a nice
that's
gift.
What I mean. She's behaving.
Got a new hot rod, so yeah. And I hope your daughter in Texas is doing well. She's always in my prayers as well.
She's attempting to keep up with the situation. She's trying awful hard. It's not easy, but she's a trooper, and it's looking good.
Well, it's always difficult. difficult for the widows. It really is, and people don't realize how many people just suffer in silence. I was so glad to hear you talk about going to the nursing homes and visiting somebody who doesn't have someone else. So it's so important to remember other people who may not be as fortunate as we are, and especially on Mother's Day. So it can be such a sad time for people. Either they're missing their mothers, or, you know, their children didn't turn out well, or, you know, goodness yeah. knows what the reason might be. But just another reminder to show a little kindness. But anyway, I hear y'all are 6 feet under down there, so how bad's the rain?
Oh, let's not talk about that. That's a nasty word today.
Remember that Johnny Cash song, How High's the Water, Mama?
Oh, yeah.
5 feet high and rising.
Yeah. But now, Miss Penny.
Well,
Miss Penny?
I'll tell you what, we need some rain up here, but we're all afraid it'll turn into more snow. So, but anyway, I'll let you go, and I wish everybody a very safe and be careful weekend. Be sure and have your emergency bags packed. And when you're out shopping, please remember our sponsors for La Tosse and Shop Local. So they make this show possible,
well,
and I know
you.
I'm very appreciative.
Thank you, for sure. And at this time, I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, from all of us at KVPI, Miss Penny. Thanks for all you do in promoting our show and our radio station.
Oh, merci beaucoup. It's my pleasure.
Good. You have yourself a safe and good weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Charlie. You behave yourself.
Oh, I'm on good behavior right now. Thank you.
Au revoir. Bye-bye, Miss Penny. Let's hear word, Charlie, from Le Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
All right, Mark, and I want to talk about another place of business, and that's Doug Ashy Building Materials. Now, if you got a home improvement project coming up, or perhaps you're planning on stages of building a brand new home, come to Doug Ashy Building Materials here in Villeplatte on the northwest end of Villeplatte, and you talk to Steve Buller or one member of his staff, and they're going to sit there and they'll draw the plan with you. They're willing to distribute the merchandise that you need. Now, and when I mean distribute, they're going to bring it to your home site where you want it. There, you don't have to start hauling it yourself. They'll do it for you. Be sure to get with one of these experts at Doug Ashy Building Materials, because they can furnish anything from wall to wall, from roof down to the foundation. Anything you need, you'll find it at Doug Ashy Building Materials, with locations here in Villeplatte, Rain, Covington, New Iberia, Brobridge, and two locations in Lafayette.
Okay, Charlie, while we wait for another phone call, allons écouter un message pour le Café Evangeline right now.
A special message to our La Tosse de Café listeners from Jay and Janae at Café Evangeline. With graduation just around the corner, why not plan a graduation party? You'll enjoy great food in a beautiful restaurant. They offer catering for those special events, delicious party trays, and make plans to attend the next concert coming up in May. Every Thursday is Thirsty Thursday, every evening from 6 to 9 p.m., where you can enjoy half price on beer and wine, $5 signature cocktails, and select $5 appetizers. Enjoy dining out in their outdoor private patio area. Their chef-featured menu changes every week. Café Evangeline is open for your dining pleasure Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2, for lunch and for dinner from 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. We have a table waiting for you today at Cafe Evangeline at 102 West Main in beautiful downtown Ville Platte. Call 363-3603.
Thank you very much, Miss Katie Jo. Go by and visit with Chef Jay and the whole crew at Cafe Evangeline. C'est ton tour, Charlie.
C'est mon tour. Et je vais te dire qu'ici, c'est mon tour. Je suis going to shout it for Ardoin's Salvage Store. Ça, c'est la boutique à Mike Ardoin. C'est connu comme le Ardoin's Salvage Store. C'est le Ardoin's Discount Grocery Store et tout ça. C'est tout la même location. À 1200 West Main, ici, t'en avis plate. Ils sont chock-a-block avec tout la marchandise. Je vais vous dire qui, quand vous allez rentrer dans la porte en devant, là, prenez un de ces baskets, parce que vous aurez besoin de ça. Et quand vous allez arriver, back en comptoir, il sera rempli, parce que vous allez prendre avantage de tous les spéciales qu'il a pu vous offrir ces jours-ci. Mike, croit de nous donner des discounts, et vous allez avoir les discounts d'ici ça. Ça fait que si vous êtes préparé pour faire un rassemblé pour Mother's Day ce week-end, la place pour shop, c'est en Ardoin's Savage Tour à 1200 West Main, disait bonjour à Mike et son crew. Ils seront contents de vous voir arriver. Ça, c'est Ardoin's Salvage Store.
Thank you, Charlie. And we're going to pick up another call right after this message for Jerry's Furniture.
Lazy Boy Bonus Bucks are here now at Jerry's Furniture in Eunice. No waiting for coupons to arrive in the mail or the newspaper. Lazy Boy Bonus Bucks are here in the store for instant savings. Every Lazy Boy recliner in our in-store Lazy Boy gallery is included in this event. Every Lazy Boy recliner qualifies for a $50 additional Bonus Bucks discount. Some qualify for a $100 additional discount, while others qualify for a $200 additional discount. Bonus Bucks are an additional savings to the regular sale prices, making these the lowest possible prices on Lazy Boy recliners. We have one of the largest selections of Lazy Boy recliners in the state. All fabric, microfiber, and leather recliners are included in this event. If you're interested in a recliner, now is the time to buy. Choose from the best selection, get a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, get an additional Bonus Bucks discount, and get free delivery to your home anywhere in Acadiana. This Lazy Boy Bonus Bucks offer is for a limited time only, so shop now for the best selection and lowest prices on Lazy Boy recliners at Jerry's Furniture in Eunice.
One final call, Charlie, right now.
Okay, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
This is Alina.
Hi, Alina.
Écoute, on peut pas fermer le programme le sans souhaiter Happy Mother's Day à Miss Penny.
Oui.
Elle s'est rappelée de nous autres, et moi, quand même, je suis à elle des fois. J'avais pas jonglé d'appeler pour y wish a Happy Mother's Day. But I do want to wish her one.
Well, there you go.
So, y'all have a good day.
And a happy Mother's Day to you.
And a happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, folks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Et ça, okay. C'est tout notre temps, Charlie.
C'est tout le temps pour Estelle. Là, le programme a été fait possible en travers les compliments de Café Evangeline, Doug Ashick Building Materials, Brown's Furniture, Eunice Manor, B&S Grocery, Ardoin's Funeral Home, Sooner Auto Salvage, Blake's Pharmacy, Family Hair and Gifts, Assured Home Medical, Bonne Nouvelle, Jerry's Furniture, Ardoin's Salvage Store, and Chapman's Dirt Service. Ça a été un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres. On va remercier Mark pour avoir eu assisté aujourd'hui en place pour Anona. Et on va vous souhaiter de vous avoir un bon week-end. Je souhaite vous rester à la tasse sec et pas prendre trop de chances quand ça mouille ces jours-ci. La pluie va arrêter, oui, monde. Vous êtes peu aller dessus ça. C'est une garantie. Et on va vous dire une chose. Que le bon Dieu vous bénisse. Et Happy Mother's Day à tous les moments.
Thank you, Charlie, for wrapping it up like that, because instead of our theme song, this is for all the moms listening in, Charlie. Mom, c'est toujours ton petit garçon from our good friend, Cammy Doucet. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at KVPI.
T'étais là quand je m'ai coupé avec ma meilleure. j'en ai.